Environment Matters, sponsored by Wuka Period Pants, the reusable menstrual underwear that completely replaces disposables. Find out more at wuka.co.uk and join the revolution.
Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is, of course, the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Now, it might not have escaped your notice that it's Valentine's tomorrow, and along with a bunch of flowers and a box of chocs, a bobbing helium balloon is a popular gift. Harmless, you might think, but Plastic Free St Albans is now asking us to take action on balloons. I spoke to Emma Tyers of Plastic Free St Albans to find out why. So Emma, what's wrong with balloons?
What's wrong with balloons? So the thing about balloons is they are upwards litter. So whereas most of us wouldn't dream of dropping litter on the ground, we're still quite happy to let the balloons go up into the air. And of course they don't go up into the air and away into nothingness. They fall to the ground as litter, and they're causing an environmental problem.
Well, I mean, aren't they made from, rubber? Don't they just degrade naturally?
Yeah, so a lot of the balloons on the market that are used for balloon releases and promotional materials are made of latex, which, as you say, is a natural material. They still take ages to degrade, though. A lot of them have got additives in there, and they can take months or even years to degrade, by which time the damage is done. You know, we've all seen pictures of animals becoming entangled in the plastic ribbons that are attached to them. Animals consume them, and you know they persist in the environment for long enough to cause a problem.
Yeah, and I suppose they've got that sort of jellyfish-like look, some plastic bags, haven't they?
Yeah. There's this strange phenomenon where if they go high enough into the stratosphere, they burst and they look exactly like jellyfish. And what marine scientists are seeing is that they fall into the sea, and sea creatures mistake them for food. So they're finding them a lot in the guts of dead sea animals, unfortunately.
That's quite sad, isn't it? So is it all balloons that you've got a problem with?
Yes.
All balloons.
Yes, it is. So what we're targeting here, though, is we're targeting the use of balloons in large numbers. We're not going after your six-year-old's birthday party where everyone has a balloon and, you know, they're disposed of responsibly. We're looking at balloon releases and also looking at where balloons are given out in large numbers as promotional materials by businesses.
OK. We are here a long way from the sea, aren't we? Do balloons from St Albans actually cause the kind of problems in the marine environment that we know are, you know, so worrying?
Yes, absolutely. And what started me on this was actually I follow litter pickers on Twitter because that's the sort of person I am. And one found a balloon from St Albans with the logo of a local estate agent unique to St Albans on a beach on the south coast and picked it up before it entered the ocean. And that's a really sobering thought to think we're so far inland and yet our balloons, our litter, it's making it to the sea.
Okay, so which is worrying because, of course, that's only one balloon, isn't it? Presumably,
yes.
Out of all the ones that we, you know, there's one that we find and 10 that we don't find, or, you know.
Exactly. What happened to all of the others?
Yeah. Okay. So we really are a problem. Okay. So big balloon releases, that sort of thing. That's what you're about. But why are you petitioning Herts County Council? What can they do about it?
So if you go to our website, plasticfreestalbans.org.uk, and click on the Don't Let Go campaign page, you'll see a link to the petition. And in the text of the petition, what we're asking is that this isn't about making balloons illegal or anything like that. This is about asking Herts County Council to prevent balloon releases on land and events that are within their control.
Okay.
So events that they organise, land that they own, to discourage balloon releases at schools, that kind of thing.
Okay. And how about businesses? Have you got any asks for them?
Yeah, so we've got a parallel initiative where we're asking local businesses to please go to that same Don't Let Go webpage on our website, and there's a little form at the bottom where they can sign up and pledge not to use balloons as promotional materials.
Okay. Right. Now, you're not the first group to take this action. This isn't a sort of an action in isolation. Where's this idea come from?
So it's come from the Marine Conservation Society. I stole their campaign name, Don't Let Go. And part of the campaign is also to stop the use of lanterns. So that's why that's part of the petition.
These are sky lanterns.
The sky lanterns, yeah. Yeah, you know, with the little candles in them. Yeah. So we've used the text and some of the campaign ideas from the Marine Conservation Society. And if you go there to the Marine Conservation Society website, you can see a long list of councils who have already signed up to prevent, you know, these releases.
Okay, so with our support, Herts County Council would actually be joining into a big initiative,
yes,
which could make a real difference nationwide.
Yes, Milton Keynes are working on it right now. But yeah, there's a long list of councils who have already done it. We're actually slightly behind the times here.
Well, time to catch up then. Mm. Now, I mean, you can see why we do like balloon releases, and I suppose the same with lanterns as well, you know, seeing them all disappearing off into the sky. Any suggestions for alternatives, Emma?
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it? Because they are sort of gorgeous and, like, it's poignant, isn't it, letting them off into the air. So there are lots of ideas out there. So balloons, candles, planting a tree, wildflower bombs, where you get a little thing of seeds and you throw it, and you know, wildflowers grow, and that's something that's permanent and something that's environmentally friendly. There's a link on our website to the Balloons Blow site, and they have a page with a huge list of ideas.
Okay, so actually plenty of other fun, poignant things to do out there.
Yes.
We just need to look at them. Excellent. That's great, Emma. Just remind us where we can find more details.
Yes, that website address again. Plasticfreestalbans.org.uk, and click on the Don't Let Go page. There's a link there to the petition and the little form for businesses to please go ahead and sign up.
Okay, Emma, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.
And I was talking there to Emma Tyres of Plastic Free St Albans. Now, I took a look around the internet to find out a bit more about other lovely things for Valentine's Day, the ones that aren't a heart-shaped helium balloon. And I started with a classic bunch of roses. Now, if you take a look around gardens, you'll kind of realise why flowers in February are a bit of an environmental disaster. Those gorgeous red roses are imported from places like Kenya and Colombia, picked by women in poor conditions and for inadequate pay, and they're guzzling fossil fuels whilst making their way around the globe to reach our shops. Now, if you're looking for better choices, then perhaps look for UK-grown narcissi, or if you must buy roses, look for fair trade ones, and those are available all over the place in florists and supermarkets. And a quick heads up that we'll be hearing more about making good choices when buying flowers. We'll be hearing from Louise at local flower producers Plot 31, we'll be hearing from her in the run-up to Mother's Day. Now, rather than cut flowers, perhaps a plant in a pot could be a nice idea. And speaking for myself, I find that I can keep them alive for a lot longer than a bunch of flowers. Now, I try local garden centres like Carpenters, Burst and Tyler and Aylert's for pots of mini daffodils, scented hyacinths or dancing paper whites. Really lovely. Or how about some fair trade organic chocolates? There's an increasing number of brands out there, and they taste all the sweeter for knowing that you're helping to do good things for the people making the chocolate. But whatever you choose, hope it's appreciated and you have a lovely Valentine's Day. Now, registration is shut for St Albans Sustainability Festival events, running this year for 3 weeks from the 11th of May. Local groups and companies have registered to run their events aimed at making us all that little bit more sustainable. And the events are going to be advertised in a brochure and online, bringing them all together to make up the festival. Now, I caught up with Publicity Officer Nicola Wyatt to find out how events are shaping up. Nicola, thank you for joining me. So it must have been a worry that having only run the 1 week Sustainable St Albans Week before, that you'd not have enough events to cover a full 3 weeks. Has this been the case?
It is true that towards the last registration date, we were getting a tiny bit worried. But what we realised was there were loads of groups out there who were planning events, but they just hadn't got round to registering them. So in the final few days, we got a real flurry of events, and we're now up to nearly 150 events, including about 130 public events, which is fantastic. There'll be loads going on in that 3 week festival, a really exciting period.
That does sound plenty for 3 weeks, doesn't it? So anything there that stands out?
I think the biggest event will probably be the market takeover on Sunday the 19th of May in St Albans Centre, when the market area is going to be taken over by all sorts of events linked to the environment and sustainable living, which will be an exciting day of food and stalls and all sorts of things going on there for families and anyone who wants to come along.
Okay, so that's this particular event is run by the Sustainability Festival Committee, but with other people invited in to hold stalls, is that right?
Yes, that's right. So we're very fortunate to have St Albans bid supporting the event. We're very grateful for that. And we are going to have lots and lots of stalls that are run by all sorts of different groups, businesses, charities, and anyone who's got something that they want to share that's on a theme of sustainability. And there are still spaces there. So we are asking people if they want to join us, if perhaps they are involved in anything that's sustainable, perhaps repairs or a sewing bee group, things, people who could teach skills, a business or whatever it may be, to come along and join in. So they just have to contact Sustainable St Albans through the website if they're interested.
Okay, and is there a cost involved in this?
There will be a deposit for a stall, just to make sure that people are going to take the stall on the day. But in most cases, that can be refunded if necessary.
Okay, and so there's going to be sort of like, as you say, lots of stalls and whatever. Entertainment, anything there?
Absolutely, we're hoping for music, food, all sorts of things going on, local, probably folk or local music, as well as bands and anyone. And if anyone would like to put themselves forward to be a part of the event, then we'd love to hear from them.
Okay, and again, they'll find information about that if they go through the Sustainability Festival website?
Yes, so the website page is on the Sustainable St Albans website, which is www.sustainablestalbans.org, and all the information you need to contact us is all on the website.
Okay, so that's just one day of the Festival of Sustainability. Lots of events for the other days. Obviously, lots of coordination and publicity. You can all this going. Who's it all funded by?
Oh, well, we're very fortunate to have some National Lottery funding from their community fund, which is a big chunk of the funding. But we've also got some grants from the Friends of the Earth, Hertfordshire County Council locality budgets. But we've got some fantastic sponsors as well. I've already mentioned St Albans Bid, Affinity Water, ACOM, Hearts County Show and Lussmans are just some of the sponsors that have come forward and supporting this fabulous community event.
Excellent. So all those wonderful funders and sponsors coming forward, so many events. Reminders of the dates again.
So the dates of the festival are from the 11th of May to the 1st of June. So 3 weeks full of all sorts of events run by community groups, businesses, faith groups. So we're talking about things like walks across through the countryside that you can go along to and join in, river dipping at Batford Stream Springs, Heron Watch, Verulam Park, events in Wheatamstead with bees, and then there's all sorts of films and pub quizzes, cycle rides, all sorts of lovely events on food, vegan food, growing food, you name it really. Somebody has come up with an event linked to sustainability that will be in that 3 week period.
Fantastic, absolutely fantastic, and we'll be looking out for publicity, which will no doubt be coming soon. Nicola, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you.
And I was talking there to Nicola Wyatt of the Festival of Sustainability Committee. And rest assured, we'll be covering all of the events and the publicity coming up to the festival here on Environment Matters on 92.6 FM Radio Verulam. Now, a few events that you might be interested in on Saturday, that's 16th of February, from 10 until 2:30. There's a family event on Harpenden Common. It's run by Harpenden Town Council and the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust. They say that you can learn how to use tools to cut down trees and help manage the woodlands of Harpenden Common. Bring along a packed lunch and have a picnic in the woods as well. Refreshments will be provided. It's suitable for all ages, children as well as adults, but children must be accompanied by an adult. And that's a free event, as I say, run by Harpenden Town Council and Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust. Another event that you might be interested in, St Albans Greens are hosting a public meeting on climate change on Wednesday, next Wednesday, 20th of February. And the event will have three excellent speakers who will discuss the challenge of climate change and what society can do about it. There'll be Laura McKenzie from Friends of the Earth, George Barder from Extinction Rebellion and Ian Troughton from St Albans Green Party. Now, the meeting starts at 7:30 at Fleetville Community Centre on Royal Road, opposite Morrison's on Hatfield Road. Refreshments are available from 7:20 p.m. And if you're on Facebook, you can register your interest. And if you're not on Facebook, then you can just turn up. So that's a meeting about discussing the impacts of climate change and what we can all do about it. And that's next Wednesday, hosted by St Albans Green Party. Now, spring is well and truly spring. ringing around St. Albans right now. There are some lovely things out there, the snowdrops, even a few daffodils popping up here and there. You can hear the birds in the trees. Really, it's all starting to happen. And I've started sharing some of the lovely signs of spring on Twitter, hashtag signs of spring St. A. So do join in. Everybody would love to see what's happening in your garden or in the park or just around you somewhere. Do follow me on Twitter at @RV_environment. Or take a look at our Facebook page too and do like it, Environment Matters on Radio Verulam. And do drop me a line, actually, amanda@radioverulam.com. If you've got a comment about the show or if you have got some ideas that you'd like to cover, we love to hear about all the great things that are happening around St. Albans or indeed issues and problems that you've got that you'd like us to discuss. And if you've missed any of the recent shows, we've had some great speakers on the show. You can listen now to any edition of Environment Matters by going to www.radioverulam.com/podcasts, and you can subscribe to the weekly Environment Matters podcast through your favourite podcast provider. And do listen, I know a lot of you listen to the podcast, but for those of you who don't, you're missing out. So as I say, we have some lovely people contributing to the show, and I'm sure you'll enjoy what they have to say. Now, I'm going to be back at the same time next week, right here on 92.6 Radio Verulam. Until then, thank you for listening.
Environment Matters, sponsored by Wooka Period Pants, the reusable menstrual underwear that completely replaces disposables. Find out more at wooka.co.uk and join the revolution.